Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The state of Florida becomes the fifth state in the nation to pass what is called an anti-BDS law. What is a BDS law? It is standing for boycott, divest, and sanction with reference to Israel. Florida has passed a law that it will not boycott, not divest, or not sanction Israel. We're going to be talking about this anti-BDS law in Florida and how it's also spreading across the country. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel, and joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Matt, in addition to Liberty Counsel, we also have the outreaches of Christians in Defense of Israel, and we have the outreach Covenant Journey, which takes Christian college-age students to Israel. So they get a chance to see firsthand ancient and modern Israel. It's actually stupid, frankly. It's ignorant to want to boycott, divest, or sanction Israel. And we'll talk about why in a few moments, because Israel has an amazing modern history of being one of the most inventive, technologically advanced nations on the planet. And to boycott, divest, and sanction is only going to harm you. It's only going to harm your country. I am very proud that Florida has passed this anti-BDS law, and other states need to follow suit.
But what's a shame is that Florida had to do this. In addition to Florida, we know that Tennessee, New York, Indiana, and Pennsylvania have passed similar laws. But there is a growing movement, Matt, of individuals, and they're being propagandized. Many of them young people being propagandized by their hippie professors, their hardcore leftist, cultural Marxist professors, pro-Islamic, Muslim sympathizing, professors. Frankly, those who are engaged in this anti-Israel BDS movement without even realizing it are pro-Islamic terrorism. They are aligning themselves with Hamas and a Palestinian state that legitimizes, that says Israel does not even have a right to exist and they must be wiped from the face of the earth, and that sends in and says there's no more glorious thing than to send in your children to blow themselves up in a pizzeria or on a bus and kill innocent Israeli women and children. That's what the anti-Israel BDS boycott, divest, and sanction movement stands for. It stands for suicide bombings. It stands for Islamic terrorism. It stands for Hamas. And it stands for pushing Israel back to the sea and effectively wiping out the state of Israel. I hope people will research a little deeper what this movement stands for before they hang their hat and align themselves with this anti-Semitic movement.
Well, the first anti-BDS legislation that was introduced was in Tennessee in April of 2015. Now Florida becomes the fifth state. There's 35 other states that are considering similar legislation. I am very proud and very pleased that one of the legislators in Florida is Jennifer Sullivan, who was part of moving forward with this anti-BDS law. Now, Jennifer Sullivan, who is she? She is the youngest female elected to the state of Florida legislature in the history of Florida. She was homeschooled. She was still living at home with her mom. She's still in school, mom and dad. She's still in college. She is someone who was part of our Covenant Journey trip. In fact, she went on the Covenant Journey 7 trip, the 7th Covenant Journey trip, which is a program that we have to take Christian college-age students who are leaders to Israel for a life transformative experience. The website is covenantjourney.org. We went on the 7th trip. We have more planned this summer, but we got back in the first week of January on a Thursday. On Monday, she goes into session. She's a 24-year-old leader, solid Christian. And she becomes part of the legislation that ultimately passes the Pastor Protection Act. She is behind the pro-life bills that pass in Florida. And she's also part of this bill here that ultimately was passed, the anti-BDS law. So there are great things happening, even with the millennial generation. But there are great things happening that we need to stand beside and behind. The problem that we see with the BDS is this. Some of the younger generation, they're looking at Israel and the so-called Palestinian conflict, And they think that the Palestinians are the underdog and they need to be helped, that Israel is the oppressor and the occupier. And so they take the side without any knowledge of the Palestinian, the Gaza, the Hamas, not realizing that these organizations, Hamas in Gaza, is a terrorist organization. It's classified as a terrorist organization. And they're the ones that are instigating the undermining of Israel and the Jewish people. Now, they then start to pass this legislation on college campuses. University of Florida was just a recent one where the student body government wanted to have a BDS resolution there, and they want to boycott, divest, and sanction Israel. The problem is, even if that narrative were true, which in fact it's not true, they are not the oppressed. They are not the underdogs. They're the only ones, the only Arab Muslims in the Middle East that have freedom and democracy, the ability to vote, the ability to be on the Knesset, the parliament. You only find that in Israel. You don't find it in any of the 300 million people that live around Israel in the other Muslim-dominated nations. So it's just the opposite. But more than that, Matt, we have a laundry list of inventions that Israel has made. So if you want to boycott, divest, and sanction Israel, then give me your cell phone. Because the cell phones were created in the technology in Israel. How about the Pentium processor and some of the high-speed processors in the computer? They were all created in Israel. Jimmy Carter is benefiting right now from cancer treatment that was created in Israel. Israel is one of the most technologically advanced nations on the planet.
Yeah, it's remarkable what this tiny nation in the Middle East has accomplished, and how God, through millennia, has used this tiny nation and these peoples, the Jewish people, in order to improve the condition of life for all of humanity. But you mentioned the Tennessee resolution, the anti-BDS resolution in Tennessee. It says this. It says that the BDS movement is, quote, one of the main vehicles for spreading anti-Semitism and advocating the elimination of the Jewish state. It adds that activities in Tennessee, quote, undermine the Jewish people's right to self-determination, which they are fulfilling in the state of Israel. The resolution continues to say that the BDS movement and its agenda is, quote, inherently antithetical and deeply damaging to the causes of peace, justice, equality, democracy, and human rights for all the peoples in the Middle East. They say it very clear. They're very blunt, but it's true. And I hope that more young people will sit up and take notice and do engage in due diligence and actually learn the facts about the anti-Israeli BDS movement.
Well, you go back to Nazi Germany, and what did Hitler and the Nazis do? They ultimately moved the Jews out of the public employment, and then they moved the Jews out of private employment. They put the Star of David on them to target them, to boycott them, and then it goes downhill after that. You begin to segregate them in ghettos, and then you begin to continue to dehumanize them, and the progression continues. This anti-boycott or these boycott proposals are just absolutely absurd. When we take our Covenant Journey Christian students over there, we talk about all the technology that is invented in Israel. You literally would have to go back to the 19th century in some cases with some of the technology if you boycotted Israel. One invention that Israel just did is for people who are paralyzed from the waist down, for example, quadriplegics or paraplegics, giving them the ability to walk for the very first time. That's a recent invention that just came out of Israel. Another is, instead of taking a scope down your intestinal tract, there is a pill now. It's a capsule you can swallow. Inside of that capsule is a camera, and it takes a video of your entire intestinal system, and you can watch this on real camera of videography. This is an amazing kind of country that only can happen in its short time of existence through a miracle of God. So I encourage you to pray for Israel, to stand with Israel. Join Liberty Council as we stand with Israel. We have a number of opportunities for you. We have Christians in Defense of Israel. Call Liberty Council for more information about that. In fact, we have a special number for that. It's 407-875-1948. That's the year that Israel became a modern nation again. 407-875-1948. And we will be also later this year launching an international program, Why Israel Matters. It's going to be aired internationally, 13 series episode, fascinating overview of multiple facets of Israel. There's so much, and it's so exciting, I can't even begin to talk about it here in the short time that we have. You can also go to covenantjourney.org. This is a program that is transforming the lives of young persons, young people, young Christian leaders. covenantjourney.org. Pray for Liberty Council and our associated affiliated ministries. Go to lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.